Of Be There magazine. Today we're talking about domestic violence. Why is it still happening in 2012? We've got Mildred Mohammed coming up and also Carla Washington a little bit later on the show. But we want to talk about this issue because it's so running rapid. Just recently, as far as maybe 4 days ago, a 25-year-old veteran police officer was charged with assaulting an individual at a bar in Southeast Washington. Now, he's been on the force for 25 years. How could somebody with that type of knowledge, that type of what I call exposure to violence, domestic violence, relationship issues, get himself in a position where he is locked up? Locked up. I mean, what causes something like that? Give us a call. The number here is 347-627-1577. We'll be right back.
Have lots of fancy clothes
and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the
have lots of fancy clothes
and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would stab me straight in my back.
No, no, no. Even had a house
out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast now, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills. My life started to feel
welcome back, welcome back. Domestic violence. Domestic violence. What would it take for an individual, especially a man, to get involved with domestic violence, and when will it stop? It only going to stop when we step up to the plate and make sure that people who do this kind of activity stop. It's up to us to read the tea leaves, to read the signs, to make sure that, hey, if you're involved in a domestic violence situation, you have to immediately get help, call the police, seek the information of where and what you have to do to make sure it does not happen. Because domestic violence is going to continue until we decide to stop it from continuing. 25 years on the force, police officer, how can he actually get himself involved in an individual situation where he is now locked up? For an individual he said he used to go with, but he didn't go with the girl. In some cases they say he did, some cases said he didn't. However, he is locked up or was locked up because he assaulted her in a bar in Southeast Washington. At no circumstances would a man put his hands on a woman. You don't want to do that. You don't want to ever get yourself in that kind of situation where the police is called, you're locked up, all because you didn't have the decency, the understanding to be a man. Nowhere in the shape or form will you have to put your hands on a woman. If she doesn't like you or you're upset by her or whatever is being transpired in that relationship to make you think that, hey, I need to hit her or I need to push her or I need to shove her, that woman is no longer for you. That woman is not your woman. Is he or is she your woman? Those are clear signs that that's not somebody you should be around with. You should really have a self-reliance or self-control that you would never, ever get yourself in that situation. The number here is 347-637-1577. Basically, we need to know how you feel about domestic violence. Domestic violence is something that people encounter in a relationship. People sometimes feel as though, hey, this gentleman is trying to do something to me, or he's verbally abusing me, or he's physically abusing me, or he's just has an aura about him that makes me feel like he's abusive. Then why are you with that individual? Why are you near that individual? Why are you associated with that individual? You got to know when to walk away or when to get out of the way. The bottom line is you should not be involved with someone who is have any inkling of being violent to you. Caller, you on air. Go ahead. Caller, you on air. Go ahead. 24, you on air. Go ahead, caller, you on air. We're talking about domestic violence. Domestic violence is hard. It's hard. It affects a lot of people. It affects the individual, their family, their surroundings, anybody who's exposed to it. It causes you difficulty. Can you hear me, caller? 240, you're on the air. 240-455, you're on the air. Go ahead. I want to talk to you more about domestic violence and where it's going today. In 2012, people had the information. They know what domestic violence is about. They see it on the news. It's so drastic sometimes where it causes all kind of what I call complications where you now, not only is that person locked up, but also you may have to physically be taken care of because you've been battered. And that's not necessary. You don't ever want to be battered in a relationship. You want to make sure that the relationship is sound, easygoing, it's beneficial. You want to make sure the relationship totally is in your favor. Or why would you be a super person? You're going to be right back.
Change. podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome. Talking about domestic violence, we're waiting also for Mildred. Mildred, you on the line yet?
Callers on the line.
Carolyn, she's coming up also on the line. Carolyn, she has an organization called Sisters for Sisters, and she basically deals with this domestic violence situation where you can go to her and find out what you need information-wise. They're working on a situation in Prince George's County where everything will be under one roof. If you have a situation in Prince George's County involving domestic violence, you can be able to go to one building, and in that building will be an opportunity for you to be relocated. It also will have the judge will be right there to issue any type of restraint order. You'll also be accompanied by the police. You'll be able to get clothes, food, but it's one stop. You won't have to run around and try to go from this building to that building or come back later. It's all going to be done in one location. That's what they're trying to do in Prince George's County. It's going to be an opportunity for you to definitely be in one location and get it all done. Domestic violence, what causes it? What makes a man want to elevate himself where he has to put his hands on a woman? There is no reason. There is no logic. There is no situation. Best thing to do is walk away. Don't get involved. Leave that door closed. The number here is 347-637-1577. Call, you're still there, 240-455. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? You said...
Go ahead.
It would be easier to walk away, but everybody can't just walk away. A lot of men are not brought up, and not just men are being battered. You have the women, you have the men as well that are being battered by women as well, whether it's mentally, emotionally, or whichever the case may be. It's not always easy to walk away. Those are just mere words. It would be the likely thing to do as far as walk away, but... we have men that are not, they're raised and reared by their mothers, which causes another situation, another great problem. Men need to be brought up by other men, and if not, then if they have the mothers, then that means that mother have to take that role and that stand to rear men and our sons the best of our ability. Being in the school system, I see a mass problem is escalating even more so, that the father's not there. The father plays a great role within the household. We look for our school system to do a lot. It's not happening. All teachers are not teaching, and we look at that village part of it, but it do take a whole village. It do take your uncles and your aunts and people mentoring. I did speak early on to the young lady that you made mention earlier as far as opening up a broad horizon in PG County, a great organization. I was just trying to get with her early on as far as help doing some, talking to her about some grant writing as far as emulating something within her setting there. It's a great organization. But, yeah, we do have a large problem as far as our young men need to be brought up by men, and our men are not really being men, so we still have a problem on top of being a problem with this abusiveness.
That's a good point where you say there's no man in the house. And why you've been in the school system, how come there's not a whole lot of male teachers? What keeps the male from going into the school system as far as teaching? Why is that not such a lucrative career for men to go into? Why is it sort of ran by women?
Well, you know, one thing I often frequently say, our children, our youth, they're at a crossroad. They're trying to figure out where they're going in life, not so much of where they've been, where they're going. We do need more men in the classroom. I give an example. I deal with a lot of behaviors, and it's so ironic when I'm trying to get that classroom management, and normally I do, but now things are becoming even mass, even more so. But when I call for the men, they seem to simmer down even more so. So men do play a key role. We do need more men that are teachers, but they're not stepping up to the plate. A lot of teachers are not even teaching, and all teachers are not teachers. And then just to be a teacher, is the horizon is way beyond that point. And then you have to take these children as your own. And I'll tell them in a minute, I'm not here for you to like me. I'm only here to plant a seed in your life. But and then for the most part, they end up having that affinity for you. But our men need to really step up. And our boys, and you're talking about elementary school. So if you go from elementary school to middle school to high school, we have a problem. And this thing is escalating even more so. And then what do you think about the crime? The crime is going to ramp even more so.
The crime is out of hand. I mean, it's with this male teacher or male figure or males in people's lives, period. It's so important that we as black men really stand up. I was talking to a gentleman at the health fair. He was in Boy Scouting. And I remember as a kid, I was a Boy Scout. He was saying that the scouting, the Boy Scouts of America still exists. The problem is there's no men to run or to endorse the scouting. In other words, there's scout troops all over, but men don't want to get involved in doing the scouting. They don't want to put themselves in position to help young boys to mentor themselves to be a better Boy Scout or to be a scout, period, to teach them skills of being a man, to earn those merit badges and to be a man. Though something like a simple thing like scouting will formulate your early years of childhood as manhood to get you into a state of being a man because it gives you certain things that you have to achieve through merit badges. And once you get a certain merit badge, you get another level of being a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's needed today in society. But also when it comes to teaching kids in school, I just feel that we need more male teachers there, more male teachers. You know, you got a teacher who's a male standing in front of a classroom,
mm-hmm.
and teachers can see that this man's there, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It adds a difference. But if the man is raised by his mother, goes to school, he's raised by, he's learned, he's educated by the teacher, and everybody's a woman in his life, and there's no man that's really dictating to him who he is. That makes a big difference. That makes a real big difference. That's when it comes with domestic violence, though. How you treat, I mean, when does a man get to a point where he feels as though he needs to abuse a woman? How
well, the men need to be more. Is it okay for me to talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. Our men need to be more visible. And then some of the men need to man up themselves. So maybe some of them not taught, so we got something that's just running, just nonstop running. You got so many women, go back to that, are raising our sons. That's a problem. A woman can't raise a son. She can to a certain level. Of course, we're giving birth and all of that good stuff like that. But for the most part, it takes a man to take that steadfast role. They're just not doing what they need to do. We have a problem. And it's, as you just made mention, it's a problem. It's escalating even more so. And we keep talking about the problem. Every problem and all problems that need solution, now we need some solutions. We need some steadfast solutions. Where do we go? You look at your congressmen. Everybody's just doing everything what they want to do, and young men are looking at that. Look at the sex on TV. You know, that's supposed to make you a man. It does not. We need some stability. We need role models. We need the churches. We got churches on every corner. You got liquor stores on every corner. The church need to take a positive and a key role.
Well, a lot of churches.
That's the village.
A lot of churches don't want to get involved with relationships from a male perspective. They get involved with relationships as far as the Bible's concerned, but they don't talk about a lot of things that men. A lot of churches don't have the household where you have a whole unit, where you have the mother, the father, that man's the head of the household. A lot of churches are built on the fragmentation of the family. They feel as though, hey, especially like I know a church in Baltimore. I mean, his whole church is based on fragmentation of family. There's a lot of women with babies and having babies, and they got situations, and they're not talking about a man. They're talking about, you know, the situation that they're in, how to get more Pampers and how to get food stamps and how to get, you know, money. They're trying to figure out how they can survive rather than talking about a unit of a family, unit as a man. And then you have the men are making these babies after babies after babies, and they're not doing anything as far as being a father to the baby because no one's holding them accountable for that. Child support is now mandatory. You can't run from child support. Child support will run to you. You really can't get away from child support like you did in the 60s, but still you can pay the child support like it's a car note. You just pay it, and you don't have to be involved. Does that kind of make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, even in that division itself, it's a great demand because the system, for the most part, they're not really even going after the male even more so. And I know in the school system, certain schools, they have a setting where young mothers come in, they teach them how to mother and so on and so forth. You also need a setting of some teaching the men how to be fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know, you just don't know. And then, again, I'm going to go back to the value of family. You have your uncles, because when I came up, my uncle was an uncle. You can go to him and talk to him about anything. Nowadays, you got your uncles trying to kick it with their nephews and be on the same level, and that's not working. That's not happening. We need to be able to say, no, this is not right. No, you can't go out here and make all of these babies, because you know who suffers? Our children. They do.
Mm-hmm.
They suffer deeply. So,
well, you got a great point there. You got a serious point there. I grew up to Uncle Carl. Man, my uncle was my mentor for me in Philadelphia. My uncle was there for me. He showed me what a man was. I worked with him in his record stores, and it got me to the level of knowing what a man should be. And then from there, I went to the military, and the military is a good, good statue fixed point for being a man. You go in the military, you're going to be a man, or you're not going to be able to stand. It's one of those deals where it formulates you. And those things that need a structure and formulation and being a man today, you have to have the man card. When you come back, we're going to close down. Domestic violence has got to stop. We'll be right back.
Could have escalated into something totally different. Again, giving him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say he was sorry. But in a lot of cases, when that do happen and if something else occurs, suppose he had a weapon and he was that close to her.
Right.
You know, one thing I was just telling, again, some of my students, I asked them to even Google the laws that's in different parts of the country. The laws that we have here in the United States don't even tap into the laws over in different parts of the country when we go out here and we do whatever we want to do. They can't do that over there. The people here in the United States with the laws as far as domestic violence and all that, totally different. These guys and the ladies, they had a benefit of the doubt, which is sad. We do have to stricken our laws. And I'm not going to talk about what should be done. That is, I'm not in a position to do that. But we do need to tighten the laws of the land here.
Well, it's going to be tightened. I think people are sick and tired of it. People are sick and tired of what's happening. They want to make laws more stricter. They want to make people more accountable. The laws have to change. Laws on the books for a reason, but the laws not working in a lot of cases. But we've come a long way when it comes to what women can do when they get battered or domestic violence or how to be protected or where they can go. At one time, there was nowhere for them to go. They had to take a lot of abuse. But today, it's not necessary. If you want help, you can get it. You can go to BeThereMagazine.com. We have lists of places you can go. We can also link information to you. Look at our Facebook page. Also go to BeThereMagazine on Facebook. But this has been Domestic Violence Talk today. We're going to make sure that we discuss more. Mildred didn't call in. We need her to call in on the next show. She was the sniper's wife, and basically she saw it firsthand. We'll be back here tomorrow. Be There Magazine today.
Feeling.